So, where's the beef? What cassette are we taping over? What time are the movies again for Back to the Future or Indiana Jones? Quick, let's grab that newspaper. Coming up on the Hot Coffee and Ching House podcast, retro and how we lived and how you wouldn't survive here. Let's go. Telling you, the road leads back to the 80s and some to the 90s. But I'm telling you, I ain't afraid of no ghost either, because everything was real back then. You know, costumes were real. Everything compared to today's CGI stuff is just, you can't compare it. Yeah, you could tell there's a crazy guy in a mask, but you know what? At least the effort was there. But then again, everything was actually influenced by what? The 80s and the 90s. How so? Back in the 80s and the 90s, we actually used to look at a newspaper to see the movie times. What time was Back to the Future playing, or Poltergeist, or Ghostbusters, or Die Hard, Predator, you know, all those awesome blockbuster movies. Not anymore. You guys actually just go online and you just look for it, man. The fun was trying to actually look for your favorite movie. And in the 90s, it was a little bit easier because you used to just call. You use your phone and you would actually, the house phone actually, because there was no cell phones. You would call and it would be a looping recording of the movies coming up and what times they played. That was fun. It wasn't instant, but we had to wait. And if we missed it, we had to listen to it all over again. A lot of y'all are thinking, that's not fun. Well, you're kind of right. It wasn't fun because we had to wait every time. So movies were great, but everything nowadays is influenced by the 80s and 90s. A lot of your movies and TV shows would not have survived without the 80s and 90s. Everything is redone. Every single movie basically is a remake or a rehash of the movies that happened before in the 80s and 90s. Don't get me wrong. There were movies in the 80s and 90s that were redone that were in the 70s and 60s and 50s. But nowadays, everything basically is redone. There's no room for originality. Hollywood is running dry. So what do? They go back to the well. And voila. We got a remake of whatever movie is coming out. Right now, none comes to mind because I got this show to run. Next on the agenda there are video games. Back in the day, arcades were all the rave. Back in the retro years, actually. Pac-Man was a big hit in the 70s, followed by Donkey Kong. We played them for points and bragging rights. We didn't have to, you know, go shoot somebody and then, you know, call them swear words and everything. You proved it on the arcade because you got to stay. And the next person up and the next person up, one at a time. We could care less about mastering games because it gets boring quick. A lot of kids nowadays, they're coming back. That's why, like I said, that's why kids nowadays are turning back to the 8-bit gods and retrofitting everything that they see. Bunch of posers. There was no internet. Kids spectated the IT gamer that was playing, and there was a lot of fights on quarter space on who was next to play. Quarter space is you would put your quarter right next to the screen where somebody was playing, you know, and that was your space. And who would be next? You know, the first quarter would be there, next person up, they take their quarter and put it there. Next person would put their quarter, and so on and so forth. A lot of people do that with pool, or billiards, as you want to call them. But they do that. And people who wanted to play eagerly either move their quarter, or they actually gave the person another quarter, I guess. I wouldn't imagine. I mean, I've heard stories, but usually a lot of kids would, like, fight or squabble over that kind of stuff. many kids went to arcades. And those of you that don't know, or if you've been living under a rock, an arcade is a place where large, boxy video games line the walls with your favorite video games. And all for a quarter. Maybe 50 cents sometimes, but it was unheard of. It was always a quarter. Always. Your parents could drop you off and leave you there for hours. You could eat pizza, soda, hamburger, whatever you want, any kind of food you wanted. Compared to nowadays, the video games are played with reloadable cards, and each game is worth like $1, $2, maybe $3, you know, dollars, depending on how cool the game was. Now, I would trade all those cool games for Pac-Man and Street Fighter 2. Hands down, Street Fighter 2 was the best. Those games were awesome, and you know what? Even the Ninja Turtles, the four-player Ninja Turtle game. Cowabunga! But not to dumb it down. Some of the games today are pretty cool, but they're never going to beat the 80s arcades. Next on the agenda, our next thing coming up is our lovely music. Oh my God, where do I begin? Not sure why people say MP3 is great. It's not. You want a real good sound quality? Listen to vinyl records. Yeah, the big black circle with grooves in it and a hole, you know, in the middle that spins around. That sounds way better than today's MP3s. Excuse me. Vinyl actually went southward and just stopped. Nobody wanted to buy it because, you know what? CDs and MP3s were the whole, all the raves. But fortunately, vinyl bounced back because everyone wants to be retro. I think the only people that are keeping vinyl alive were DJs back in the day, you know, and scratch artists. You don't know what a scratch artist is, listen to Run DMC. But like I said, everybody wants to be retro. Unless you're from the 80s, you are retro. So boohoo for you that wants to be like us. Cassettes. Oh man, I remember cassettes. Cassettes were the new thing in the 80s. Think of it as your MP3, but in plastic and with a magnetic tape on it or in it. And it was able to be taken everywhere. You know, you could put it in your car, listen to it if you had a car radio that took the tape. Stereos, you know, even the new Walkman that came out that, you know, in the 80s. The Walkman was the saving grace in the 80s for people can actually go play the cassettes and listen and get away from everybody that's trying to talk to them, you know, kind of like today's generation where they have their headphones on all the time. But yeah, we had that listening device. It was made for one person. Like I said, it was the only drawback were the batteries that would die quickly all the time. You know when your music starts to slow down, that means the batteries are about to die. Or at least you need to change them out soon. So I miss those sometimes. I do actually still have a cassette tape player and some cassettes too. I would listen to them once in a while, but right now I do listen to my old vinyl. They're still great. They still groove. Last but not least, in the music section of this lovely podcast, we have CDs. Well, CDs took charge at the end of the 80s and pretty much all of the 90s. I remember waiting for my favorite band to release their new album on CD. And of course, I had to go get it at Best Buy. That was an actual electronic place where they actually sold movies and CDs and tapes and electronics for kitchen and, you know, stereos and TVs and all that good stuff. I remember that place, and I had to go buy the CD that I wanted. I had to get there early sometimes because as big as the band was, there would be lines or the CD would sell out quickly. Not like today's technology where, you know, you can just open Apple iTunes or any kind of Spotify and the song's there, you know, where you have the latest music in your palm. Well, that wasn't really fun because it's I think the achieving of the hard copy was part of the game. And that was part of the fun to see if you can get it before it ran out. Plus, if you're one of the first people to get it, you can actually show off to your friends and crank it, you know, so they can listen to it too. Now, if you're kind of like me back in the day, I would have a cassette ready for somebody and we just record it right off the CD so I can have a copy, a cheap copy version of that CD. Not burning, Literally, a CD would play, and I would get a cassette and record the music from the same stereo it would record. I used to do that. P.S. The music you buy from the internet, did you know, of your favorite artist? You know what I mean? It's your money that you buy. It's not yours. You don't own it. It's not a hard copy. Like me and my Gen X and millennial cohorts, we've bought many hard copies of music, and we own that. So when you think, oh, I bought this on Apple iTunes or Spotify or SoundCloud or wherever you buy your music, you think it's yours. Well, it's not. Say somebody deletes your account. Where's your music now? And that's what retro is all about. I lived it. I loved it. Would I go back? Oh, yes, I would. With the knowledge I knew now, I would definitely go back. But I digress. If you love this segment, or if you like this podcast, please like, subscribe, and follow me. I do have other outlets for you to listen to. I have it on SoundCloud and to do Spotify. We're trying to do this thing on Twitch where we can just upload them. So let's see what happens there. You can follow me on Apple Podcasts. So we have other places. Until then, keep it gaming, keep it retro. Let's rock and roll. Laters.